Go ahead, Marlita.
Thank you. Let's begin again. So good afternoon, everyone. It is now 2:04 p.m. This is a meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council that we would like to call to order at this time. My name is Marlita Peters, and I will help facilitate your meeting today. Let's begin by calling roll and confirm our quorum. We do know that Ms. Beth Meyer will not be with us. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Thank you. Paul Bixney?
Here.
Allison Klein?
Here.
Thank you. And Sandy Arizeta?
Here.
Thank you. That does give us a quorum. Council members, if you would, if there are no recommended changes, please approve the agenda as posted.
Paul Bixney, move that we approve it.
Delvecchio seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next, we would like to review and approve the previous minutes of March the 31st of 2022, if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
Delvecchio moves to approve the minutes as written.
Paul Bixney seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next, we'd like to hear the commission's action as of April 2022 waiver applications. Mr. Madani?
Yeah, this is Mom Madani. Good afternoon. The actions of the commission on the waivers were similar to that of the council. So no difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Our item to review today is an application for a waiver from accessibility requirements on Bruton's Cigar Shop, waiver number 559. Mr. Sellers?
Yep. Bruton's Cigar Shop, the issue is vertical accessibility of the rooftop deck. The project type is a historical preservation alteration. The project progress is completed. The applicant is requesting a waiver for providing vertical accessibility of the rooftop deck of a historic two-story retail store built in 1925 with 1,225 square feet. The existing building is an old service station, which is being converted to a cigar bar and cigar sales facility. The project estimated construction cost is $87,750. The interior of the building is about 50% retail and 50% lounge and bar area. As part of the project design, there will be an exterior open air seating and service area on the ground level with ADA access as well as access to the only restroom. In addition, the rooftop deck will be designed to provide for open air seating but offers no services. The applicant stated that when they were trying to schedule the final inspection on the project, they were advised that the rooftop deck needs to be ADA compliant with a chairlift. However, after further research, it was determined that a chairlift would not be feasible as the height of the roof deck exceeds the travel distance limitation for a chairlift, and that the only option for compliance is to install an elevator. According to the applicant, an elevator or lift is not feasible given the project size and design. In addition, Florida Department of State has noted that the addition of an elevator would only cause further adverse impacts to the historical integrity of the building. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of the historical nature of the property.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Do we have anyone on the line representing this property who would like to add any further comments?
My name is Debbie Keene. I'm the contractor on the project, and I can answer any questions if there are questions that arise.
Thank you, Debbie. Can you spell your last name for us, please?
K-E-E-N-E.
Thank you. Did you have any comments you wish to make, or just available if we should have questions?
I think just available if you have any questions.
Thank you. Council members, do you have any clarifying questions? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with questions or comments? Hearing none, council members, back to you for a recommendation and a motion.
I, Paul Dixie, move to approve this waiver on the grounds of historical significance.
This is Allison Klein, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion from council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
Thank you.
Delvecchio opposes.
And would you like to state on what grounds you're opposing, Mr. Delvecchio?
No, I don't want to get into that right now. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Well, that gives us a vote of 3-1, so the motion stands to approve. I would like to state for the record the staff that are on the line are myself, Marlita Peters, Chip Sellers, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Thomas Campbell, Justin Vogel. Do we have any other staff to be recognized? Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording? Council members, is there any other business to be brought forward today? Or any public comment? Hearing none, it is 2:11, and this meeting stands adjourned. Have a good day, ladies and gentlemen.